My name's Ellie, or Miss Ellie, as my first graders call me, and this is Confessions of a New Teacher, a place where I hope you can go to laugh and cry and feel like you have someone to relate to. This podcast is just confessions about all of the teaching topics and tricks no one ever told me about, but I'm here to tell you. Being a new teacher is confusing and scary, but we're all in this together. So today's topic is one I had some teacher friends of mine suggest: student teaching. Now, this is a big, big topic. Student teaching is a period of time where future teachers go into a master teacher's class, or as we call them, resident teachers, to observe, learn, try things out, and get a feel for teaching before they jump headfirst into the career. Now, student teaching can start in undergrad, just as observation hours. It can be for your major, or it can be a separate credentialing program after undergrad, like I did. I'm going to talk about what my experience student teaching was like, what to expect from your social and academic life, and how to prepare for it best. The end of this podcast will be about relationship building and navigating working with your resident teacher, with a little question and answer at the end. I'm here to just shed some light on the messy, chaotic, and most joyful experience of my career thus far. So first, what was my experience like? So I was a comm major in college, and I always loved kids and knew this was the path for me. So I chose a credential master's program. It was a dual program 2 years after my undergrad. I'm in California, if that gives you any reference. So this is the way my program works. We get placed into a classroom from August to June. So we have a resident teacher who's our mentor, and we are the student teacher for that class the entire year. Now, some programs will have you pick a school. Some will rotate you through different schools if you're doing middle school or high school grades. I'm doing elementary, so I just stuck with that one. So take all of this with a grain of salt. Yours could be different, but most likely it'll be very similar to the one I did. Now, when I started my student teaching, I had literally no idea what the hell I was doing. I tried looking up like videos and podcasts, but all I got were outfit of the day videos, which, don't get me wrong, were amazing. But no one prepared me for the mess and chaos that would ensue when I started student teaching. On my first week at my placement, I saw a kid try to smash another one's face with his foot. I was shocked all the time, flabbergasted, and just confused. I found myself seeing things like that and talking to my resident teacher after school in shock. I used to just sit at my table and look at her and say, "What is happening?" It was a huge culture shock for me, especially working at a Title I school. I mean, I had a degree in comm, but how do I explain to a first grader the complexities of their parents being in and out of jail, drug abuse, food disparity, about emotions and regulating them? These are all things you deal with as a teacher and as a student teacher, and it's important that you hear about them. I went on a couple months like this, seeing things floating kind of above the school, not really processing, until one day after class, I was asking my advisor for my program a random question, and I had a full-on breakdown out of nowhere. And through tears, I kept saying, "I don't know why I'm crying. I don't know why I'm crying." And she gave me the best piece of advice that I still have a sticky note to this day on my desk, is do the best that you can do for your students. When you go into student teaching, you need to realize that you're going to see a wide variety of problems, and you won't be able to fix all of them. You won't be able to adopt a child or fix every single one of their problems. But what you can do is teach. Set the bar high, help them reach it, and be there for them as a friend, mentor, and teacher. Now, for me, that looked like having snacks constantly in my closet, giving lots of hugs, and talking to my students every morning about how they felt. And that really helped me kind of connect with them and make me feel like I wasn't just a teacher, but also caring about them, you know, how they're doing. Now, from my experience, I'm just going to tell you a quick story about a student of mine that when I think of reminds me of my why. You know, teachers always talk about this why. Why are you teaching? Every interview, why are you teaching? And you know, you can find the answers on Google, but for me, it was Teddy. We're going to call him Teddy. That wasn't his real name, but just for privacy. Now, Teddy was a student who began my school year when I was a student teacher, so dysregulated. He'd shove tissues up his nose, scissors in his mouth. He couldn't maintain eye contact or a sense of normalcy in conversation. It took months and months of him running out of the class, me and my RT, my resident teacher, trying out different tactics. I was burnt out, and every day after school, I felt defeated. I thought this was the career for me. I thought if I connected with him that he would listen. This child just seemed to be absent, and I couldn't get it to click. But right when I thought there was no hope, I found myself crying to my RT one day at recess because Teddy had sat through that entire 2-hour morning lesson, done his work, and volunteered answers. This was Teddy's breakthrough moment and my breakthrough moment. My first year of student teaching was hard, and I'd cry on my drive home some days, not knowing why. I stayed up late on the weekends trying to Google things, trying to figure out how to help my kids. And overall, I felt really drained sometimes. But when I think of my experience and when I think of Teddy and all of my wonderful kids, it was all worth it. Now, that was my experience, but what should you expect from yours? Now, you should expect a few things. First, you're walking into another teacher's space, so just expect to feel awkward at times. This is normal. We all went through that. And two, expect for your schedule to be tossed in a literal blender, blended up, and just thrown back at your face. This is what my schedule looked like. I think some weeks I saw my boyfriend maybe once and talked to my roommate maybe 2 times. Third, expect for your experience to be bad. Not the experience, but just expect to be bad at teaching. The whole point of student teaching and observing is to make mistakes and have someone there to help you learn from it. I know teacher Instagrams make it look so picture perfect, the organized classroom, the cute outfits, teacher friends on the weekends. Don't get me wrong, that's the reality, but only about 10% of your whole picture. The reality of student teaching is prep time, learning standards, trying to juggle your work and social life. The reality is teaching is work. It's hard work. And as a student teacher, you'll be lucky to have your mentor guide you through the appropriate steps and hopefully help you learn about the other 90% of the stuff. Your experience with student teaching completely depends on your lifestyle and ability to create and maintain a schedule. I used my calendar on my Mac and just listed everything out. When was I student teaching? When did I have class? When did I grocery shop? When did I see my boyfriend? What I was meant to be accomplishing by when? I did this so I could make no mistakes, because one mistake in teaching, forgetting to prep on a Saturday, can ruin your whole week. Your student teaching experience is your first step into the teaching world. It's your first little taste, and it can be bitter, sweet, or both. But it was hands down one of the best experiences of my life. And my first class, my first group of little kids, is a reminder of why I teach. So it can suck or be great, but how do I get to the great part? Let's talk about prep. How do I prepare to be a student teacher? Now I've watched all the outfit vlogs, teacher vlogs, I read all the articles on Google. So what do I do now? I have a few suggestions for every new teacher or every new student teacher. Sit down one day and write out your entire Sunday through Saturday schedule. What are your routines? Do you grocery shop midweek or on the weekend? Do you like going to the movies on Saturdays? How often do you visit family or friends? Write everything out. This will give you an idea of your routine pre-teaching. Now crumble it up and throw it away. Just kidding. Your schedule will change, so as long as you have this original schedule to reference to when planning out staff meetings, grade level meetings, teacher meetings. The 1 week I chose not to follow a routine was a Tuesday night. Didn't grocery shop that week. I went home to my empty fridge, then drove all the way to Trader Joe's and cried in the frozen food aisle right next to the orange chicken. It was not cute. It'll be busy. And by busy, I mean busy, busy. But this will be your holy grail. This schedule is something you should hang on to throughout your entire year so you can plan appropriately and make sure that you're not missing things. Now, second part of your prep, I recommend sitting down with a scheduled meeting with your future resident teacher. Now, I don't mean go in on a day where you're meant to help her clean and organize and just kind of casually talk to her. Sit down with her so that you both have each other's full attention. Now, in my case, I was really lucky. My resident teacher is and was amazing. She was my friend, my confidant, my mom and sister figure. We laughed together, yelled, got our frustrations out. We worked together and bounced ideas off of each other. And I was extremely lucky in the sense that me and my RT just clicked. She was soft-spoken. She never raised her voice to the kids. She focused a lot on social emotional health and was trauma-informed. I learned everything from her, and we aligned together with our teaching styles. But I think this first meeting is really, really important, because in order to have that type of relationship, you need to set up boundaries. Now, if you feel weird discussing things with them, you can always write these questions down and print it out like a cute little survey. Some things I suggest that you go over are, what are your RT's expectations? So what do you have and what does she have or he have as expectations for them? And then what are the student teacher expectations? Does your RT expect you to arrive 20 minutes earlier or 10? Do you as a student teacher expect your RT to meet after school every day or once a week? Discuss your teaching style. Your RT might do things one day and you might do them the other way, and that's okay, but it's important to discuss them. Discuss things like, can you go to your RT when you have a bad day, or would they prefer you to reflect and discuss the next day? What type of feedback are you comfortable with as a student teacher? Would you prefer them to stop you mid-lesson or write you a written note at the end? Discuss these things in a casual quiz-like format and then write them down. So let me give you an example of why. If you discuss with your RT that you're going to meet Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays after school, let's just say, then you know whatever you need from her can be addressed then. Not as you're walking to lunch, not after school when she's rushing to pick up her kids from soccer practice, not at an inconvenient time. Same thing goes for her. These are your times together, and this will ease some tension that comes along with being in a new relationship like this. The last prep tip I have for you is to prepare to have some bad days. If you have a bad day and you come home to an empty fridge, a messy room, assignments due that night, you'll lose it. And that's perfectly okay, but I found it best to prep for this. Try to keep up with your room. Have an emergency little stock of food like ramen or fruit bars in case you missed your grocery shop. Try to complete homework and assignments a week in advance. For my entire program, I was always 1 to 2 weeks ahead. Now, it seems like a lot, but it was just a little bit of extra work in the beginning, and then it was pretty easy from then. Now, some questions and answers about student teaching, and then we'll get on to relationships with your resident teacher. So the first question I'm going to go over is, am I the teacher in the classroom? Now, the answer is you should see yourself as the teacher. Carry yourself as one, interact with the students as if you're the teacher, introduce yourself as one of their teachers, and most importantly, you are part of the staff. Go to staff meetings, interact with other teachers, offer teacher support. For example, if you're doing student teaching as part of your undergrad, offer to grade papers, offer to make copies of unit exams for your grade level, stay after school and tidy up the classroom. If you're a student teacher part of a credentialing program, you are a teacher. You are one of two teachers in that class. You teach, enforce rules and expectations. Think of you and your RT as parents. You're both working at the same time. You need to fake it until you make it, and it's awkward and other people might see you a different way, but you are the teacher, so make sure you're acting like one. The second question, should I go to things like staff meetings if I'm not required to? The answer to that question is yes, yes, and yes. I read a great paragraph from the Cult of Pedagogy blog that I really recommend you check out, and I'm just going to read this from then because I could not have answered it perfectly. She said, just like student teaching, or just like substitute teaching, student teaching is an excellent opportunity to get to know lots of people in your field, which can eventually lead to securing a full-time position. Schools are much more likely to hire someone whose work they're familiar with, so make sure people get to know you during your student teaching semester. This means going to social events, introducing yourself to people that you don't know, eating lunch in the staff room, and putting your hand up when volunteers are needed to sell tickets at the baseball game. Every person you meet is a potential connection for later employment, so make a lot of connections now. The third and last question I'm going to answer about just general student teaching is, but what if I have a bad experience? Remember, this is your experience, so whatever you choose to make of it will be that. Try your best to remember your relationships with your students, class, and faculty. Do not ride on anyone else's shoulders but yours. That's all you. Student teaching is just dipping your toe into the giant ocean that is teaching, and you'll have bad experiences and feel like you're drowning sometimes, and that's okay. We're all new at this. Just keep swimming and rely on your supports when you need them. Now, for the moment I think some of you came here for, relationships with your resident teachers or mentor teachers. Now, before we can even do this, it's important to know what the role of your resident teacher is and student teacher. In my program, I think it's kind of like similar in most of the programs. My resident teacher is my mentor, my guide, and then eventually we became like co-teachers, both teaching at the same time. Now, I'm going to talk about this a little more generally so that people can kind of relate to this. Now, your relationship with your RT will be an interesting and new one. Your RT is not your mom. She's not your friend, your professor, or your teacher. This is a new relationship and you need to treat it as such. This is a person who's been teaching for enough years to be considered a master teacher, someone ready to teach how to be a teacher. They're opening up their classrooms for the year to accept a new teacher, and sometimes they choose to do so, or sometimes they're required to. Either way, they're there to help you, guide you, and mentor you. Now, I mentioned this a little earlier, but I'll mention it again. If you're just starting off with your RT, it's important to have a sit-down meeting with them to discuss. This time period is like you're married. So if your schedules are together, your time off school prepping is together, it's important to have that initial meeting to set up your space. You don't want to find out in the middle of teaching a lesson doing something that that's not your RT style. So talk about your lives. Children, do they have kids? Are they a single parent? Obviously, you don't have to ask your teacher these questions, but they'll tell you what's important, what their schedule is like. Do you commute? These are things that you should tell your RT. Then make a schedule where you can have a minimum of one meetings a week. I did four where we could just prep and plan and go over things. They were after school, half an hour to 45 minutes. And I had that time to kind of reflect for the day, ask questions and learn. Next, with my RT, we talked about what assignments do I have due? What are the parameters? How involved do they need to be? Make sure you leave this meeting both on the same page and maybe even sharing a Google Calendar. This is a great first step. For the rest of the year, I'm going to give you three golden rules to follow to ensure a positive relationship with your RT. Golden rule number one, respect their space, time, and abilities. Your RT is not God. They are not the Jesus of teaching, and they don't have all the right answers. What they do have is years of experience in a profession, and they have a lot of wisdom to share. Respect their abilities and don't expect everything from them to be done perfectly and exactly in line with what you think is right. You are there to learn, observe, and just learn. You're not there to critique or expect for them to be right all the time. They will make mistakes. And I think that that's kind of like the humanizing part of teaching, is knowing that an adult that's been teaching for 20 years can still make a mistake. Respect their space. You're going into someone else's classroom. So find yourself a little desk or corner you can call your own. Don't leave stuff there over the weekend. Don't be messy. And respect that it's kind of like you're in their house. This is your house at some point too, but for the most part, it's theirs. So if they keep the pencil sharpener in the back, leave it in the back. If they like their doors open at lunch, leave them open. Focus on what you can do to make both of you comfortable. And respect their time. Don't take any opportunity with them when the students aren't there to talk and ask questions about things. They need their recesses and lunches to digress and relax, to text their kids, maybe check on their email. This is not the time for you to be asking questions or asking to make last-minute copies. The setup times you should have every week are times for you to really have their attention. And also, for the love of God, please avoid texting your RT at weird hours of the day. If it's a weird hour, maybe email them. If not, text. As you get to know them, just like any relationship, you'll learn what's appropriate and not appropriate. All of this advice is same for student teachers. Your RT should not be reprimanding you at any time for making mistakes or your style of teaching. They are there to teach. That's the first golden rule. The second golden rule is expect to be watched and criticized. Your RT is there to make you the best teacher they can. They don't get some sick satisfaction from critiquing you just for the hell of it. Side note, this is also why it's important to ask questions in your meeting, like what type of feedback do you like? Written, direct, during the lesson, after the lesson, or at the end of the day. They will be watching you. Many people will come in and watch you teach. Take this time to make mistakes, try new things. Because when you're a teacher and alone next year, you won't have that support there to help you if you trip up. That's the second rule. The third and final golden rule is your purpose as a resident teacher is to first and foremost make mistakes. No one is expecting you or wanting you to be the perfect teacher or even a decent one at first. The reason we have these programs is for us to learn by doing. So bring in new funky ideas or attention getters and really focus on the aspects of your RT that you like and try them out. Ask why it didn't work. Ask why your RT disciplined a certain way. You're here to make mistakes and learn. And if you're not making mistakes, you're not getting the full benefit of being a student teacher. When your RT writes that beautiful letter of recommendation for you at the end of this all, they want to talk about your growth and why you brought what you brought into the classroom as a student teacher, not just that you observed and copied. Now onto the question and answer about some icky situations that I know I have some teacher friends in right now. So first question, my RT is treating me like a secretary. I'm making copies and grading and I feel like she's not doing any of it. Now this question is a really tricky one and I know that a lot of people have felt like this. I think the only way that you're able to kind of figure out this problem is to sit and talk with your RT about expectations. expectations. The reality of teaching is that there are copies and grading, and it's done all the time, forever, for the rest of your career. Now, if you feel like your RT is constantly taking time away from your ability to observe or teach, sit with them. Just say, hey, I appreciate that there's grading and copying in education, but is there any way that I'm able to do those at recess or lunch, or even take it home and bring it back so I'm able to stay and observe? If you feel like, wow, this is a complete abuse of me, I'm always making copies, I haven't seen a lesson be taught in days, reach out to your supervisor first. Tell them your concerns, and they'll help you make an action plan, or they'll reach out to your RT to clarify what you should be doing as a student teacher. Most importantly, hang in there. Sometimes it's okay for you to be making copies and gradings, but at the end of it, try to learn. Learn from every situation you're put in. Now, question two. This will happen most likely to every student teacher and resident teacher relationship. What do I do if my RT and me have different teaching styles? I don't like the way she disciplines, she yells at the students, and I just think that she's unorganized. Now, watching a teacher is much different than teaching. So remember, no one's perfect. Every teacher is different. When you're watching, you'll observe a lot more than you would if you were the one teaching. Now, the question says that they don't like the way she disciplines, for example. The next time you see your RT discipline, ask her. Or at the next recess, hey, I saw Johnny talking to his friends during the test, so you sent him to a buddy class with a book. I wanted to know why you made that choice so I can learn. My immediate reaction would be to talk to him or do a reflection together, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. Your RT is there to help you understand why she chose a certain tactic. Maybe there's a reason you don't know about or something specific about that student. You'll most likely have different teaching styles with your RT, and that is important, and that is good. Your goal is not to copy your RT, but to learn about the reasons why she's doing what she's doing and find out your own way. Take notes and think deeply. I don't like the way my RT gets their attention by yelling, so instead I'd like to use a bell. You can bring that up with her, keep it in your notes, or use it when you teach or take over the class. This experience is about taking what you can, both the positives and the negatives. Now, I know this was a lot of information in this one podcast and kind of scary, but let me leave you with this. My student teaching experience was amazing. My RT was and is my biggest supporter, and it was hard, but it was truly one of the best experiences of my life. I felt like a teacher, and I felt like I had such a big support in the classroom with someone who guided me, and I really think that she'll impact the way I teach forever. I made friends with everybody on my campus, the secretaries, custodians, PE teachers, all of them. Put yourself out there and you'll be okay. Remember, student teaching is just one part of your teaching career. It can be tough at times, but hang in there. You chose to be a teacher, which is already amazing. Be proud of yourself, and remember, it's all about what you take from it.